شامل شامل وليا
أمين أمين بزرات الشم for everybody, the simchas.
أمين.
Okay, we're on Kuf Samach Gimel. We're in the Perek dealing with the different Zmanim of Shabbos, and we said this week we were going to deal with Gimel, which is Suda Shlishis. We've seen the interplay between the night and the day, the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, how that manifests during the day, and now we're going to look at Suda Shlishis. Just to remind ourselves of the structure, the nighttime of Shabbos, there were three Shabbosim. There were Shabbos Breishis, Shabbos Matan Torah, and then the final Shabbos, Shabbos of Geula. So it says the Shabbos of Breishis is the nighttime. That's the first Suda. The day is Matan Torah, and the third one we'll see is the Shabbos of Geula. So let's see how that fits in with what we've seen so far. Suda Shlishis Nikras Sudosu Dezer Anpin. Gam Kan Muvan She'inyan Hi Misisre Chochmas HaKabbalah Ne'lomas Mitanu V'lo Banu Ele Lingoy Beketzem Mirochok. So Suda Shlishis is called Zer Anpin. If you look at the Zmiras, we say on Shalosh Sudas, you'll see that there's this thing called Zer Anpin, whatever that means. So he says, yeah, these are things that are from the secrets of Kabbalah, but we're going to try and touch it just from our distance, try and touch and understand what we can understand. And that's the way to do it, by the way. Whenever you understand the more mystical aspects of Torah, you have to start from where you're standing and then go slowly, slowly in as you understand more. In Eidbeh, Shabbos Kodesh Midas Elyonoyser Shel Hashem Yisbarach Mishtakefes B'Torah Lomeinu Vav Mida Atik Yoimin Okay, so that's a big mouthful. Let's try and break it up. We've explained up to now that in Shabbos there's this higher midah, there's this kedusha from above that comes down into our world on Shabbos. And even what we spoke about, this king called Atik Yoimim, the aspect of that giloy that's called ancient days, or ancient one of ancient days, however you want to translate Atik Yoimin, which are the chasodim, the unbelievable chesed, total chesed, and the absolute clarity that we have on when you have Pnei Shechina, when you have the Gid of that Pnei Shechina. That we've already said. How does that come about? It's always there, by the way. How do we get to appreciate that connected on Shabbos? It's because the world comes to a standstill. The world is bottled. Shavas. Shekashe kol ha'ilam shavas yuchila emes lamitas v'midas neroisa shalem Yisus Baruch litkalot. In other words, the world normally is a barrier. It's a filter. It prevents you from being a mechitza. It prevents you from seeing reality the way it's supposed to be seen. On Shabbos, that mechitza, that world, that oilam is bottled. So now you can see the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in clarity. All the Kedusha Shabbos, what's called Kedusha Shabbos, is unique, as we've mentioned many times. Yeah, certainly in the beginning we discussed that. But that's miyuchad to Yom HaShvi only. Because Yom HaShvi is that day where the Oilam is Shoivas Umovatl. Only then do the higher midas, the higher realities manifest themselves and we're able to attain some of them. The Hainu Ma'ein Olam Haba. That's the Ma'ein Olam Haba. Aval, miyad kesheshechozer ha'olam l'imei hachol, ein zeche v'shirayim mikedushas ha'Shabbos. When the world goes back to functioning again, when the wheels start churning again on Motzei Shabbos, there's nothing left of that metzias that you had on Shabbos. That certainly can't be the goal. The goal can't be to have Shabbos with all its giluim, with all its clarity, with all the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the minute Shabbos ends, that finishes and you have nothing's left. There's no shirayim. There's no crumbs left from that bichlal. That can't be the goal. Kedusha Shabbos bo'ilam hazeh hi be'etzem shelo bezmano shelo b'mkoymoy. Because it'll come out then, to see what this means, but let's just say the words first. Comes out that Kedusha Shabbos in this world is really nothing to do with the time and this place. It has nothing to do with us here. if when Shabbos stops, there's nothing left of Shabbos, we go back to just being what we were before Shabbos, so then it means that Shabbos has no real place in this world. It's like a bit of a timeout, and then you get back to reality. That can't be. We want the whole 6 days that are coming to be impacted on by the Shabbos. We want to take Shabbos with us into the week. Can't be that Shabbos when the world goes back to functioning, when the Shavus and the Beetle stops, now everything just goes back to normal again. So we have to understand how that works. The Shabbos can only be when there's Shavus and Bottle. So far, when there's Shavus and Bottle and you're Ma'in Olam Abba and you're sitting in Shabbos Gevaldik, the minute Shabbos stops, the lights go off, that's it, finished. Nothing left of Shabbos. But that's not what we want. We want Shabbos, the broch of Shabbos somehow to come with us into the week. We want to be different this week to the way we were last week because of the Shabbos. So how does that work? Vina, Hamidas Vidaku Shamayim, Shal Shesh Yisimea Maise, Nikroim Beloshen Chazal Zer Anpin Kaviyochot. The Midas and the ways of Hashem in the 6 days of the Maisel Breishis, Lashon's Chazal is called Zer Anpin. Zer Anpin. So let's try and see what these words mean. Kaviyoch. Havuven Zer, hu laafukim im Midas Erech Apai, shu achas mishalosh esre Midas shal rachamim elyoyim. There's a thing called Erech Apai. There's a thing called Erech Apayim. Erech Apayim is long patience. Erech Apayim means it's one of the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. Erech Apayim. Hashem has got lots of whatever. The word patience doesn't do it, but it means he waits. He has sablanut. He has patience. He waits. That's one of the 13 Midos. Zer Anpin is the opposite of that. Erech Apayim hu shekodesh baruch hu merachem u'ma'arich kaseh. Erech Apayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yez Rachabim, and he delays his anger. He puts his anger aside. Ve'enu ma'anish miyad, and he doesn't punish a person straight away. He gives him time to do tshuva. Ve'imidas Rachabim g'doy l'moid, sh'reksiv v'yisi ad memaher, sh'lefi shuras adin ain't kol sibe l'shoyis es adin. It's an enormous Rachabim, because l'maise be'emes, there's no reason to delay the din. The person did something wrong, he should be whacked straight away. Well, what's this delay? The delay is what's called rachamim. That's erech apayim. It's the opposite of din. Moshe leishimesh yitich roishe bekoisel, harei miyad makabel esoyim. Somebody bashes his head against the wall. He feels the pain straight away. He gets his punishment straight away. Vim kain, al achaz kamer v'kamer, mi shechoy tivoy seneged rotzen aboyre. Someone who goes and does a chet, and he goes keneged the rotzen aboyre, as harei ze, he's just uprooted himself from reality. He did something keneged the rotzon Hashem. He did something which really removes him from reality. So why shouldn't the consequence happen straight away? You hit your head against the wall, they don't wait. You feel the pain 2 days later. You hit it against the wall, you get plucked straight away. So it should be for a chet. There's this midah called Erech Apayim that waits until the person does tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva oivavoy, then the din is there waiting. Aval yes, time to do tshuva. Vinei, mashmois erech apayim hi arochas af lezman aroch mo'od, shekasiv kan sholosh l'shoynes shel arichus. There's an understanding here that this thing of erech apayim, how long is this man? So he delays, Hashem waits, he delays. How long? So it's very long. Because there's three rishonos here of arichas of delaying, of length. Erech echad is a paim loshen rabim. Od shtayim hainu shalosh. The klal hu shekol shloisha haim chazaka ad oilom. There's erech echad, there's a paim is two, two and one is three. And we know that three is always a number of strength, of perseverance, of length, of chazak. V'klalu shokol shloisha heim chazak ad oilom. Three is chazak ad oilom. Kumo kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Shemashmois pshuta, haynu kadosh, kadosh, v'oid, 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 ad oilom. V'chein kol inyan mushula shemoyre al chazaka ad oilam. Three oys represents chazaka ad oilam. Three oys a sign of the avos. We know chuta mushulash. You see this idea in a lot of places. V'chein midas erech apayim la'arich oid v'oid v'oid ad kedei kach shemikoyach midazu oiset tshuva. This means it waits and waits and waits and waits. How long? Ad oilam, until the person does tshuva. Means he never gets punished because he did tshuva. How long does Hashem wait until he does tshuva? Wouldn't rely on that too much. The animals coming down and say, yeah, well, erech apayim v'ani ad oilam. I've got plenty of time. The law vet kacha. Well, that's the idea of what's called erech apayim. Is it's chut ha-mashulosh and it's ad oilam. That rachamim. This midah, this is where the problem kicks in. This midah can't function in the world always. It's not something that can be here all the time. If Hashem just sat back and allowed everything to go with his erech apayim, the Rishoyim would have destroyed the world long ago. Therefore, you need something to balance this erech apayim. Erech apayim is rachamim ad asof. How long? Forever. Ad oilam. Yeah, but in the meantime, the world getting destroyed. These rishoyim are just doing whatever they want, and Hashem sitting back with rachamim, with erech apayim. You need something to balance that. That's called zer anpin. That limits erech apayim, so that the world won't be hefka. You see that with chesed and gvura, the same kind of an idea. Hashem's chesed is how big? Infinite. Infinite. But infinite chesed doesn't help anybody. There's nothing you can do with it. We mentioned that many times here. In order for the chesed to be real chesed, it needs to be limited to a certain extent. It needs to be, I mentioned this the other day, the concept of kois shel brocha. It's another application of this, mod geshmak. Kois shel brocha is a stira. Kois is a limitation, and brocha is infinite. Brocha means hishpatshut, of infinite, as much as you want. So when you pour the wine into the kois, you're limited to only so much, so where's the brocha? All you've got is a revis. But brocha means you can have seas of wine, but the kois says you only have, so why is it called kois shel brocha? It's a stira. So it's not a stira. If you don't have a kois, you don't have anything. You just have wine spoching all over the place. You can't do anything with it. You can't make kiddush. We expect that that's the zocha v'nakeva. The zocha is the infinite potential, which is useless if you don't limit it to something. The man has infinite potential, but he's got nothing. The woman limits that potential, but at least you have something. So that's what you have here. You have the ain't same interplay here. You have erech apayim, which is infinite, infinite rachabim. But if you allow that to run on its own, you just destroy the world. If you need something to balance, you need something to limit the application of that erech apayim, that's called for our purposes now zer anpin. So let's see what that has to do with anything. V'amram, chayv she'etie mida zu mumuzeges. That's what you need here. You need, even though we have a hard time understanding how these two interplay with each other, how you have din and rachamim working together, we can't understand. It's a stiru minay obey. We have to understand that that's the way it is, and we have to live with that. We need these two to be harmonized. Shim yezer levad, yavo enish miyad, velo yichalo mitkayem. If all you have is gvura, you have zer on its own, then the world couldn't survive. Oinish happened straight away. No one would live. No one would survive. It's game over. One or two people who never sinned would get through, but everybody else would just be, so you would never will. Ele mitzadach had zer, u mitzadach had anpin. So you need the two. Ariches af shel chesed, val yedei mizug zeh ha'olam miskayim b'shituf din v'rachamim. That's how the world functions with this king called din v'rachamim. It's another way of expressing these things called din v'rachamim. Just using Loshon Chazal more than the Loshon of the Psukim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with din, saw that's not going to work. So he blended in what's called rachamim. That's the interplay between zer, which is din, and erech apayim, which is called rachamim. So let's see how this now works. I told you, you'll see this pattern everywhere. This interplay between the chesed, the gvura, the zocher, the mekeva, the stage one, stage two, it's everywhere. You'll see this functioning everywhere. In different places, it has different names. Here it's called Zer Anpin and Erech HaPayim. That's the names we're going to use now. Don't let the words get in your way. Those are the concepts we're grappling with. So what's it going to do with anything? What's it going to do with Shabbos? Let's see. Nimtza midas Zer Anpin hu midah hanhogas Hashem Yisbarach b'olameinu al yedei din v'rachamim. Zer Anpin is this hanhoga, this way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself in our world via din v'rachamim. And as I've said, din v'rachamim we can't understand. Din means you get punished straight away. Rachamim means there's a delay. And those two work together. You understand that you can't understand that. It doesn't make any sense. If you have rachamim, you can't have din. If you have din, you can't have rachamim. They're mutual excuses. And Sam Hashem blends them together and functions his world using both. The law, the lamuvan. We don't understand that. You can't understand how those two things work together. So let's just stay with the problem for now that those two are mutually exclusive. But Hashem manages to blend them together. It's like oil and water don't mix. Hashem mixes them. That's the 6 days of Reishis, the 6 days of creation, where there's this blend between Chesed and Rachamim, Din and Rachamim, Zeranpim. Aval kashebo Shabbos Kodesh, hanhogas ha'olam averes lemidas erech hapayim, Rachamim elyonim. On Shabbos, though, that Hanoga gets put aside, and the world comes into a world of what's called Erech HaPayim, total Rachamim, Rachamim Elyonim. That infinite Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now what's at play. B'leil Shabbos, Mishtakfim HaRachamim HaNoirim Derech HaSodeh HaKadosh Shel HaShabbos. On Leil Shabbos, that Rachamim, that awesome Rachamim, comes via the field of Kodesh. We spoke about a field earlier of Shabbos. It grows and develops until on Shabbos morning it's at its full power. This thing called Zeran Erech HaPayim, this thing called Rachamim Elyoina Noira. Amnam, Kashe Bo Zman HaMincha V'Sud HaShlishis, Kedushas HaShabbos Mitgaberes Yoisa V'Yoisa. And as you go through the day and you're getting closer to Mincha and Shalosh Shudas, you're now getting to a place where it's getting stronger and stronger. This unbelievable rachamim that's manifesting in the world is not coming just from the koyach of midas hachesed ha'elyon. Ela gam midas hadin v'anhogas ha'olam shel sheish yesimei ha'maaseh mitzarfim u'maskimim lechesed ha'gadol shel Shabbos Kodesh. That's a moedik insight. Unbelievable chesed, a chiddush. I don't know how this works, but the words have to at least be heard. As the day mitgabers towards Mincha and Shalosh Shudas, even the din, the dinim, the 6 days of creation, come together and manifest in that and join together and come together to that chesed that is manifest on Shabbos Kodesh. Means there's no dinim. The overall manifestation of the world is the ikarotzon that there was before, which was kulu chesed. Even din is a manifestation of chesed. Hashem doesn't have din because he wants din. Din on its own, that's not rooted in chesed. It's not din, that's cruelty. Din is a manifestation of chesed. One of the 13 middas of rachamim, of middas of rachamim, is emes. Emes is din. What's that doing there in the middle of rachamim? Because even emes is rooted in rachamim. But at Shalosh Shudas, at mincha, zman mincha, Shalosh Shudas, even the dinim, I'm a vatal to the Rachamim El Yoina. It's Kulu Rachamim, it's Kulu Erech HaPayim. That's the Hagdama to the subject. Okay, now we have the pieces in place. We can maybe try and understand a little bit. The Gemara in Daf Pei Tes says like this. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki Ata Avinu, Ki Avram Lo Yodanu, V'Yisrael Yor Rakinu, Ata Hashem, Avinu goaleinu ma'olam shemecho. Ki ata avinu, ki Avram lo yodanu, v'Yisrael yor l'arkenu, ata Hashem avinu goaleinu ma'olam shemecho. Lasid lovo, yoyimu la'korosh bohu, la'Avram, banecha chatoli. in future, Hashem's going to come to Avram. He's going to say, Yitrub no sinning. Avram says, no, wipe them out. Al kedusha shmecha. Amalei leYaakov, banecha chato. He says to Yaakov, your children are sinning. Amalei fanei Rebbeinu Shel Olam, yimchu al kedusha shmecha. Same thing. Amalei Yitzhak, banecha chatali. Your sons have sinned against me. Amalei fanei Rebbeinu Shel Olam, bonai velo banecha. B'sha she'agdimu lefanecha na'ase l'neshoma, karata lehem bni b'chayri. Achshav bonai velo banecha. Okay, so we have to understand what Yitzhak is talking about. Avram and Yaakov are a little bit shocking, but we know what they say. The children are sinning as beseda, as take care of them. Well, what's Yitzhak talking about? So Yitzhak says like this. Bonecha chatali. Hashem says, your children have sinned to me. He says, bonai velo banecha? They're my children, they're not your children? B'sha she'ikdimu lefanecha na'ase l'nishma. When they said Nasev Nishma, what did you call them? Bni Bechayri. You yourself called them your only child. Achshav bonai velo banecha? Now they're my children and not yours? It's like telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you passing the back here? These are not your children? You yourself testified that they're your children. So why are you telling me my children? Ma'idik Eteret. Hashem comes to Yitzhak and says, your children are sinning. Yitzhak says, they're not your children. You yourself testified, B'ni B'chayri, they're your only children. So what's this do for me? V'oid, kama chatol, kama shneisav shel adam shivim shona. How much have they sinned, Yitzhak says? How long does a person live? 70 years. The lasran de lo ansho. Take away 20 years and he doesn't get punished. Alei aposhu lahu chamishim. That gives 50 years. Dal chafhei delatula poshulu chafhei. Take away 25. Dal tati sorry vapalga de tzolu umikal dibde bachisa poshulu tati sorry upalga. You're basically about 13 and a half years here. Imata soivel is kulam muta. Vimlav palga le vapalga lecha. If you're prepared to handle it and you deal with it, how much does a person sin? How long does he live for? When he's actually responsible for his sins. 20 years, he doesn't get punished. 13 years, he's not b'mitzvah. When he gets older, he's not responsible. How many years are left? So let's, you know what, I'll make a deal with you, Hashem. We go half-half. You take half and I'll take half. Vimtim tzolem akula alai. And if you want to say, no, it's all on me. Ha krafti nafshi kamacha. I've already sacrificed my life. Pizchu v'om rata avinu. Amalem Yitzhak. Ad shetem mekalsin li kalsu lakorosh baruch hu. Mechav li Yitzhak lakorosh baruch hu b'neinu. Miyad nasai naim lamaroim lo'imri mata Hashem avinu go'aleinu ma'oilam shmecha. That's the whole story. That's Yitzhak. Said whatever that Gemara is talking about, they have to go learn the Gemara properly as usual. I'm not going to enter the depths of the Gemara, but let's see what he does with this. Let's see how Reb Shimshon learns this sugya. You know, Divrei HaGemara, amukim ma'od miyimtza. First of all, as we picked up ourselves, there's a very deep Gemara. There's not a flippant conversation here taking place between Yitzhak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara is describing depths beyond depths. Let's try and understand this once again. He's a master doing this. Let's try and understand for us what we can take away from this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oilomoy bedin v'lo b'chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge the world bedin and not with chesed. Avram and Yitzchok and Avram and Yaakov, whose midas are chesed and rachamim, they're going to have nothing to say. Nothing to say. Because the din, when it's din, there's no place for chesed and rachamim. It's going to be, they're going to have nothing to say. Because their midah is chesed and rachamim. They have nothing to talk about. And then Yitzhak, when he's done with the din, and by the way, the din itself, by the calculations and calculations, Yafuk and Zchusam of Yisrael. Comes along Yitzhak, who is din. This world, his world. The world of Din is his world. And therefore, with cheshboinus and thoughts and understandings, he turns over the schus of Klal Yisrael. V'az yoyim Yisrael Yitzhak, atav yinu, shatay midas Yitzhak hu midas adin. Klal Yisrael turns around to Yitzhak and says, you're our father. In that world, when it's kulu din, so then Yitzhak, you're our father because you midas adin. Kan Midas Adin, who shilim the Aleinu Schus. And now it's Midas Adin that's Melamed Schus. Valze Yoim Yitzok, Ache Tem Makalsim Oise, the Kalsia Kodesh Bohu Hainu, Kibe Emesal Kadaita Shemidas Adin Melamed Schus, Arakel Vahimuhu. You telling me that Midas Adin is Melamed Schus? Kalvachoyme, im Midas Achesid Verachim Shalam Rabbi Yaakov lo Motsu Schus Beyom Ze Shal Shlitas Adin. Let's try to understand. If Avram and Yitzhak, who are Midas HaRachamim, can't be Malamed Schus on this day of Din, Ma'atein Midas HaDin Atzmo, so what's Midas HaDin going to do? In a world of Din, where Midas HaRachamim can't be Malamed Schus, so how's Din going to be Malamed Schus? Im came sof, ma be'emez kara, el shabo mida el yoyin anayre shal chesed Hashem. So what comes ultimately? How does this work? This mida el yoyina of Chesed Hashem, that infinite neira midah of Chesed Hashem, she amukev neira kol kach at she mafeches es adin atzmoi l'rachamim. It's a kosh bochus midas of Chesed that's going to have to come down and hafuch the din to rachamim. No one else can. Avram and Yaakov can't. They're in the world of rachamim. Their rachamim is mugbal. Therefore, they can't function in din. Yitzhak himself is din. So how's he going to do what Chesed and rachamim can't do? If we need a Kosh Baruch Hu's ultimate infinite chesed and rachamim to come down and afuch the din to rachamim. Okay? Move on. V'nimtze shemitzad echad muchrach adover shirak Yitzhak ilam etzchus b'yomahu. It comes out like this. Perforce. It's only Yitzhak that can be malam etzchus on that day. Shereze kol tachris oysa yom anayru sheyamid adin dafka. Because the purpose of that awesome day is din. If the limud schus can't come from the place of din, from Yitzhak, then it can never come. But whose koiches are we relying on there? Not the koiches of Yitzhak himself. Hashem's chesed and rachamim is al pidin. Again, the two opposite forces working together, that's only Shaykh Hashem. When it comes to the Avos, Avram and Yaakov are Chesed, Yitzhak's Din. Those two on the undone function. There's nothing to do with them. None of them can be Melamed Schus. If you need a Kosh Baruch Hu, who's Isa Chesed Varachamim Al Pi Din. Those words, we say the words. Again, the contradiction, but that's what Hashem's able to do. That's his Chesed El Yoina that manifests Bayomahu. You Hashem are our father. That's the rachamim of a father on a son. That was Yitzhak's original taina. Hashem, they're your children. Moshe la'av, shebo alav betulun neged b'noi, she'osa av lakol kach v'kach. We come to the father. So I just want to finish this. We can go on another 2 or 3 minutes. There's just one more paragraph here. Chaval, to leave this in the middle. Mamash says 10 lines here. You come to the father and you tell the father, your son did kach v'kach v'kach. Yeah, that happens. You get a call. Just want to let you know that Yankel did kach v'kach v'kach. Ma oina av. What does the father say? V'kiyom etavatrulo, terachamoy alav. No. Elama, hofech b'schusay. What does the father say to the person? Forget about it. Just ignore it. Nishkofel, no? He starts being malamed schus. Kolo Hashem, chaveirim gormo loy kudoyme. It's not his fault. It was his friends, whatever. He was badly influenced. You start finding ways to be malamed schus. Father's not talking nonsense. Ele be'emes, moitze tainus amukois umusol sololois hakol ha'amid alpidin shebnoi tzadik. He's coming up with proper tainas. He goes, looks for all sorts of different valid tainas, al pi din, that shows that the kid was right. That he's a tzaddik, or just what happened? These things happened. Amnam, bekize is oire mikoich midas ha-emes v'tzedek. No, where is this coming from? Why is the father doing this? Because of emes v'tzedek? No. Ele mikoich midas rachamim amuka kol kach at shekhoiveshes gam es adin v'tzedek. The father has so much midas of rachamim for his child that all the din that needs to take place, because the child did what he did at the end of the day, gets pushed aside. And the father finds a way to show that, no, really, the kid was right. The tzedek's with him. But where does that come from? It doesn't come from din, it comes from rachamim. But the tainas and the arguments and the explanations have to be al pidin, they have to make sense. So we never have guessed that. That's sudas shlishis. Now we get back to sudas shlishis. Dohi sudasa de zer anpin. This is the suda of zer anpin. Shachesed kol kach mitgabe at shegam midas hadin nichlalas b'kedushas haShabbos. It is such a powerful outpouring of chesed that even midas hadin gets involved in the chesed and the rachamim. U'keshem shechloshen arizal v'atika kedisha v'chakal tapuchin kedishin aisi l'suda b'hada. Hani b'sudas noirazu midas hadin v'midas hachesed elyon noira. You have a look at the Bnei HaChola there that we say at Shabbos. At Shalashudas, the Arizal, we'll see that's exactly what's going on. Midas Hadin, the Midas Hachesed, Elyon Noire, Maskimim, the Oilim, the Kane Echad. It's all one thing now. That Mizug of Chesed and Rachamim, where Din itself comes into the world of Rachamim, that's what's happening at Shalashudas. Mecheres Sudazu, Shayom Matchil Lehit Chlachshich. It's starting to get dark now. The Kedusha Iveris Lameachol, the Kedusha is now being transferred into the weekday. But tzarich shegam midas yemei hachol taskin v'titchabe lemidas haShabbos. The week has to also agree. The week also has to be involved in this kedusha Shabbos. And ideikach kol sheishes yemei hamaise yekshrim umizbochim mikedusha Shabbos. That interface between the going out of Shabbos that's at the peak of its chesed, with din all part of the chesed and the rachamim. That the 6 days that are about to start need to be maskim, and there needs to be a bridge from the shalashudas into the week. And that's what's happening at that peak. So that this midah of Zeranpin somehow flows into the week. Okay, this is one of the hardest things we've ever learned. The lo pashut, tzricha be'abe chazora, and Omay can go into it. But maybe just as a bit of homework, we can have a look at the loshen there of the Arizal in the Bnei HaChola. The article has a pretty good translation. At Shalashudas in the Zmiras, we don't sing it, but I don't know, we used to sing it sometimes, whatever. But anyway, it's not also to look at it and learn it, and you'll see it's exactly what he's talking about here. Exactly what the Arizal is describing is this interface between Rachamim and Din, how there is no Din, but not that there's no Din because it's Mevatel. You need the din, but the din is kulu, 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 chesed rachamim, because that's that magic that comes from above on Shabbos. So we have a good Shabbos. Next week, Otpam, let's do it. Unless there's a problem, I'll let you.
Okay.
Appreciate
it, Rabbi. Okay. Have a
good Shabbos. Okay, good Shabbos.
Thank you.
All the best. Okay. Thank you.